أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained that when Allah Ta'ala himself had got Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married to Hazrat Zainab, and then all the propaganda and all the false talks that were carrying on were so rife. So Allah Ta'ala tells the believers that you don't get involved in all those things, you get involved in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. This is a very, very great prescription that has been given. Whenever there is some fitna around, etc., it does not involve us. What we must do is get engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. This, it does not appeal to us, it does not make sense to us. We feel we must also now find out what all this propaganda is about, what all these talks are about. We feel we have to also get to the bottom of it, but it does not concern us. For the true believers, Allah Ta'ala says, you get involved in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And also, in the beginning of the Supara, Allah Ta'ala explained 10 beautiful qualities of the believers. And the last one, Allah Ta'ala also explained of the zikr of Allah, that they make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala in abundance. From there, we can see in the Quran Sharif how much zikr of Allah Ta'ala is stressed. Allah stresses so much the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And not only so many ayats, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, has written in Fadail al-Zikr that the most command of any command of Allah that has come, the most which has been stressed is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, e iman walu, O people of iman, udhkurullaha zikran kathira, yaad karo Allah ki bahut si yaad. Remember Allah Ta'ala and remember Allah in great abundance. As far as the categories of zikr is concerned, the Quran has made 3 categories. One is those people who do not remember Allah Ta'ala at all. That is the non-believers. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Their hearts are too hard. They don't make the zikr of Allah. Then Allah has mentioned another category that makes Allah Ta'ala zikr a little bit, now and then. That is the munafiqeen. أَلَّذِينَ لَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. That the munafiqs are those people who remember Allah very little, just now and then. And then the third category is of the believers, that they remember Allah Ta'ala and they remember Allah in great abundance. As far as that categorization of the Quran Sharif is concerned, we should also see in which category do we fall. Do we remember Allah at all? Do we remember him just a little bit now and then, or do we remember in abundance? According to the Quran Sharif, we should always x-ray ourselves, look at ourselves in the mirror of the Quran Sharif. And not only that they make Allah dhikr in abundance, وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا, or paaki bolte raho uski subah aur sham, and speak of the purity of Allah. Read his tasbih, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, morning and evening. Morning and evening has got 2 meanings. One is literally make the zikr of Allah in the morning and evening. Those are the times when great changes are taking place in the world. The night is changing into the day, and the day changes into the night. At that time be engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, Fajr, Asr time. The other is, it means all the time. Morning and night means all the time. So be greatly engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And the only way that a person can do this is by reading the morning, evening du'as, the day's du'as. When we go to toilet, read du'a. When we leave the toilet, read du'a. When we enter the house, read du'a. When we leave the house, when we sit in our car, at all times. So automatically a person will be always in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And when you will do that, one Sahabi saw another Sahabi in a dream that the farishtas are making dua for him. When they asked him, what amal do you do that the farishtas make dua for you? He said, it's no big deal. Just make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. The farishtas also make dua for you. As Allah says in this ayat, and he read this ayat of the Quran Sharif. هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَهِ هَي جُو رِحْمَتْ بَيْجْتَ هَي تُمْبَرْ When you will make the dhikr of Allah, Allah doesn't just let it go like that. Allah sends His special mercies upon you. You are remembering Him, He remembers you. And the details of that come in the hadith, and Allah now, if we make zikr of Allah, we will get His rahmat, and we will get the barakat, we will get the protection of Allah. Today we don't do that, and then we have endless problems in our lives. If we will make the zikr of Allah from diseases, from crime, from health problems, Allah will protect us. Allah sends His rahmat on those people. وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ Or uske farishte. And the farishtas also will be making dua for you all the time. They will be also making dua of Allah's rahmat for you. لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ تَاكِ نِكَالِ تُمْكُ أَنْدْهِرُ سَي اُجَالِ مَي And all this is that Allah Ta'ala and the malaikas for duas and the rahmat which they are sending on you will take you out of darkness into light. That we are weak in controlling our eyes. We are weak in our namazas. If we make the zikr of Allah, by that Allah Himself says He will take you out from all the wrong things and bring you into the right things. So the zikr of Allah is a very great thing, which unfortunately, generally, we have we have misunderstood or underestimated it. It is a very great command of Allah Ta'ala. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا Or, hey, iman walo par meherban. And Allah is most merciful to the believers. Therefore, He has not only informed them, but commanded them with this great amal by which His great mercies will descend upon you. تحييتهم يوم يلقونه سلام دعا ان کی جس دن اس سے ملیں گے سلام ہے and the dua of the farishtas the day they will meet them will be just salam and the dua of Allah Ta'ala also at the time of maut when a person is leaving this dunya the farishtas come and they make salam to that person and they show him all his beautiful place in Jannat etc. For that person maut is not difficult at all. It is a pleasure. It is like a person leaving a tent shanty and going into a palace. No matter what great mansions we are living in here, at the time of maut we will realize they are not even tent shanties, they are not even huts, and now we are really going into the palaces of Jannat. In the qabr, they will be making salam. On the day of Qiyamah, when people come out of the qabrs, farishtas will be making salam. Every side, when they'll enter Jannat, from all sides, farishtas will come and make salam. Finally, Allah Himself will make salam to the believers in Jannat. So all this, Allah has build it on the foundation of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, by which a person can get all these ni'mats. وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَرِيمًا اور تیار رکھا ہے ان کے واسطے ثواب عزت کا and Allah has prepared for them a reward of great honor. A great reward and of great honor. They will be very honorable people. Allah will make them great VIPs. So all this Allah has based it on the basis of dhikr. So we should not be negligent of the dhikr of Allah. A common dhikr for everyone is to read 100 times one tasbih, third kalima, durood sharif and istighfar. That is for the whole ummah. First, before that, Quran Sharif Tilawat. Every day we should try and read at least 3-4 pages of Quran Sharif, the bare minimum. And then these 3 tasbihat we should try and make regularly. And a person who wants to make more should contact then some Allah Wala and take further instructions of how to make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Zikr is very important. We should not be unmindful of it. Wa akhiru da'wana.